Welcome to the Plant Rich Podcast, where we enter together into the web of life and all of its many seen and unseen dimensions. I'm Erin Schrader, and it is my honor to hold this portal to the other world. Let's enter, shall we?
I'm talking to you tonight over a bubbling pot of soup. I've been doing a new course, Business as a Spiritual Practice, by Asia Suler of One Willow Apothecaries. And she has us sort of imagine our business as if it were an entity or a being of some kind. When I did that practice, I found the entity that represents my business as an old woman bent over a bubbling pot. And I looked more deeply into that. What does that mean for me, an old woman bent over a bubbling pot? And it means wisdom, nourishment, inspiration, connection to something real and practical that matters and makes our lives better. Not flashy and showy and superficial, no instant gratification, but the work of long, slow bubbling, like Caridwen's cauldron that had to cook for a year and a day before the elixir of wisdom was ready. The work I bring into the world, this long, slow work, the kind of work that transforms and nourishes. No quick fixes, no band-aids, no platitudes. Something sustaining. Something connected to those who've come before us, and that will be nourishing for those who come after us. Like this soup, the recipe comes from Mike's mom. I don't know where she got it, but it'll go on to our kids. They've been eating it every week in the cold months, their whole lives. So this soup, more than just nourishing and building of a strong body, it connects to tradition, a feeling of home and safety, nostalgia, belonging, identity, community. These are also features of the work I'm trying to bring into this world. The kind of fortifying messages that help us remember who we belong to, what we belong to. It makes me think of that word, hierath. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's something like a homesickness for a place we've never been. And I talk to so many people that feel that way. We can imagine another kind of world. Maybe that's based on past life memories or the Neptunian experience of being in the womb. I don't know, but so many of us feel like we belong somewhere else. And I really believe that we can create that somewhere else here in our own lives as much as possible, so that we can be living in a life that feels like home, even if the culture may not feel like home, or the politics of the time, or, you know, it may not be perfect, but we can do the best we can to make our lives feel like home. For me, that means a lot of slow time, a lot of candlelight, a lot of silence or the sounds of nature. It means being with people who make me laugh. It means lots of animals and plants. What does your home feel like? And if it's not the home, as in the dwelling or the domicile where you find yourself, what does the home of your heart feel like? If you follow that nostalgia to a place you've never been, what would that place be like? How can you bring more of those elements into your life now without waiting for the overstory to change? How can you change the part of the story you have influence over? If you're a longtime listener, you'll remember my rebranding that occurred last year, where I changed my name, my business name, to The Grove Tender's Hearth. Because that is home to me, the hearth, this sacred grove where my family lives. And tending that grove and that hearth became my primary focus in the world. And that is still true. And as much as that is still true, the fact that I am the rebel herbalist is also still true. I don't want to be a rebel. I'm tired of feeling rebellious. I'm not young anymore. And yet, the reality is that my life is still rebellious. The way I live, the way I believe, what I advocate for, my work in the world, my ideas about success, wealth, community. I am reclaiming the Rebel Herbalist as the name of the business. The business that I now see as a cloaked old woman stooped over a boiling pot. Another thing Asia asks in her class is, who is the one person you are not allowed to be? Or what is the one way of being you're not allowed to be? And she encourages us to imagine that maybe this is what our business is trying to grow us into. The forbidden, the taboo, the untouchable inside of us. This was a radical idea for me. And as I sat with it and I asked myself, who is the one archetype that I am not allowed to be? And again, it was the old cloaked woman, alone, leaves and spiderwebs in her hair, bent over her bubbling cauldron, not following anyone's rules, not concerned with what anyone thinks. She who says little, but when she speaks, there's gravity in her words and wisdom. I realized she is the witch, the healer, the eccentric, the hedge rider. And that is who I was always afraid to become. And it is who my business is asking me to become.
And so as I sat with that, the archetype of the witch, and I felt my own fears rising about what that means to be a witch, I turned to my community and I asked my friends on Facebook to participate in a word association with me. When you hear the word witch, what do you think of? Here are some of their responses: magic, nature, stars, love, confusion, wisdom, healing, Eris, the moon, Artemis, friendship, power, connection, plant medicine, the bridge between realms, intuitive, nature, nurturer, barefoot, dancing with the moon, praising the sun, divine oneness, self-love and power, connection to everyone and everything, enchantress, shapeshifter, resilient, survivor, simplicity, grandmother, seer, divination, wise woman, herbalist, kitchen, gardener, hunter, mother, ancestor, oak, the sword, justice, immortality, sovereignty, alchemy, cauldron, labyrinth, serpent, protector, root, spiral, goddess, love, the cycles of nature, patterns and messages, knowing what others don't and seeing what others don't, potions, sisterhood, eros, grimoire, on and on and on. My friends gave me these words and phrases and images, and I realized how much this archetype has changed in the 25 years that I have called myself a witch. How fully we have reclaimed this image. And it's because of businesses like mine and like Asia's. She asked us to write down some of our influences, the people who help us know who we are in business and who inspire us. And I realize how many of us there are who are changing the narrative and shifting the images of success and wealth and knowledge. I might be a rebel, but I am not alone. So here's my list. These are the people who I deeply admire and who inspire me, the people and organizations. Besides Asia, Starhawk, Silver Ravenwolf, Nathan Monk, Mad Radish Farm, the Horn Farm Center, Dana O'Driscoll, Sage of Popham, Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes, Jim McDonald, Erica Jo Schaefer at Wildly Crafted Woman, Beverly Lanzetta. These are part of the web of belonging. I am blessed to know several of these people personally and to be in contact with them. And the ones I don't know personally, I still feel their vibrations in the web. And the work that they do has made the way and empowered the work that I do. And I can see now, after doing this work for several years, that the work I do is empowering others to do their own work, to make medicines, to teach classes, to heal their families with plant medicine. I can see now how we help each other, how we make a path, and then we invite others to walk on the path together. This is the opposite of competition. This is collaboration. We are arm in arm, helping to bring a new story into being. And in just 25 years, we have shifted the archetype of the witch from the scary, evil, marginalized sorceress to the image of the one who loves nature and loves her community and is empowered. And now there are so many male witches too, which there were 25 years ago, but even more now. It's just amazing to me to see what we can do when we do it together. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to reflect on how my work has impacted the community that I am a part of. And I hope that if you have work that you want to bring into the world, that you can lean into knowing that your business, your work is way showing, is path making, is uplifting and inspiring. And that is the energy that makes us successful together. And if you're looking for help getting clear on your work, I recommend Asia's class. It's not cheap, but she does offer a payment plan, which is what I'm using. And you can find her class at One Willow Apothecary. And I really like the idea she puts forth that our business can be our spiritual practice. It doesn't have to be separate. And in fact, she claims that in the world today, that is the place where we give our gifts most often. That hasn't always been the case, but now the way we make our money is also the way that we express our gifts. And I don't think that has to be true, but for a lot of us, it does, because we don't have enough time in the day to be creative with our gifts and make enough money to pay the bills. So if we can combine the two, that gives us more space to breathe. So welcome back to the Rebel Herbalist. You can imagine this business as an old cloaked woman stooped over her bubbling cauldron. There's an owl in the tree behind her and some bunnies browsing the clover at her feet. There are spiderwebs in her hair, rings on every finger. There's a hound smelling around at the base of her cauldron for anything she might have dropped. A full moon rises behind her, illuminating the forest around her as the smoke rises in the small clearing. She's alone, but connected to everything. She may not talk to anyone for days, but when she does, it matters. And in the reflection of the moonlight on the bubbling contents of her cauldron, she dreams of worlds that have been and worlds that are yet to come. And the plants lend their dreams to hers. And the owl lends her vision. And the moon lends her radiance. And together, a powerful elixir is born. May you drink of it and be nourished. May it inspire you, embolden you. May you lend your own dreaming to the larger dream that we're dreaming together. If you would like to support the podcast, you can find a link at plantwitchpodcast.com, or you can go directly to Patreon at patreon.com/therebelherbalist. We welcome your financial support, and we also welcome your participation in this vibrant community of humans who are working together to rejoin the web of life. The audio that you hear for the intro and outro of this podcast is the song Vikings by Alan Gray. Thank you for joining me for the Plant Witch Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Schrader. I'm an herbalist, a mother, a holistic nurse, and a practitioner of the ancient ways. Thank you for joining me, and it's time to come back to life.